We're up to Simon Tofresh Ayin Tes. I do want to share with you a beautiful question. I don't have a good answer, but I decided to just discuss this question with you. And then the question itself is very interesting. The question that I haven't got a good answer. It's a question that Shlomo Zalman asked. And I think the question itself is a very interesting question. We learned yesterday, what's the halacha with regards to a lady? We'll have Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Aleph in Tofresh Ayin Tes. What happens to a lady who forgets that it's Hanukkah, or she gets the order wrong, whatever it may be, and she lights Shabbos candles first, and then after she suddenly realizes, oh no, I forgot to light, it's Friday afternoon, it's Erev Shabbos, late Shabbos, and she then wants to light Hanukkah candles. What's the halacha then? She can't. We learned that she can't, and we learned that what should she do? She asks her Shabbos guru, potentially a Shabbos guru, maybe a husband, to light on her behalf, or whatever, whoever it may be, to light for her. First bracha she can't make, lahadin shel Chanukah she can't make, but the other two brachas she will be able to make. That's what the Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Aleph passes. Asking Shlomo Zalman a beautiful question, something that we learned a little while ago, which is, what happens if you've got Rosh Hashanah followed by Shabbos? First day Rosh Hashanah, second day Rosh Hashanah, and then Shabbos. Or first day Rosh Hashanah, then Rosh Hashanah leading into Shabbos. And there was no shofar in that particular village. No shofar. And they asked somebody, they sent a shliach to get a shofar. And he didn't come, and it took ages until he never came. They gave up on him already. Friday, they've been waiting the whole day for that shofar to show up from the neighboring village, and the shofar never came. They said, fine, it's time to mekabel Shabbos already, and I'm mekabel Shabbos. And then what happens, as they've all mekabel Shabbos, what happens then is suddenly they knock on the door, the fellow comes in his mud on his trousers and with his shoes, he's got the shofar in his hand, and he says, yeah, I've got the shofar over here it is, let's blow the shofar. Now, the question is, a bit of a dilemma there, because the community has accepted Shabbos already, but they all really want to fulfill the mitzvah of blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So quite a dilemma, what are they meant to do? So we learned this in Shulchan Aruch and the Mishneh Berurah there in Simon in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Do you remember what the halacha was? What is the halacha? You should blow. That's right. The halacha is that for the basic amount of the basic tkiyas, whether it's 10 or 30, let's not go into that. For the basic tkiyas, a person, the Baal tkiyah, should come along and he can blow the shofar. Why is that? How can he blow the shofar? He's accepted Shabbos already. How can he blow the shofar? It's Shabbos already. The answer is a famous Taz, which is very widely quoted. The Taz says, this is a Kabbalah Shabbos betos, assuming that it's not Nacht yet. Assuming it's not proper Nacht yet. So what it is that the community or this individual has accepted Shabbos, but he's accepted Shabbos assuming that he won't need to mechal Shabbos anymore. That he won't need to do any melachas anymore. This assumption proved to be wrong. Because now the Baal Tekiah is wanted. He needs to blow the tekiahs now. He didn't know. He never expected shofar to come last minute. He never expected anymore. So therefore, the acceptance of Shabbos that he had then was what the Taz calls a Kabbalah betos. An acceptance by mistake. Had he known then that the shofar was going to come, he wouldn't have accepted Shabbos. Therefore, the Taz says he never accepted Shabbos. He can blow the tekiahs now. Not really, no. We don't go that way. That's a good thought, but we don't go that way. We don't go that way. Why should that guy? He can't blow. Good. If he can blow, he should. But he can't blow. He can't blow. You're right. If he could blow, that would be. But he has accepted. So the Taz says, let's get this point clear. The Taz says, there's a concept of Kabbalah betos, acceptance of Shabbos betos by mistake. And if a person, had he known that he was still going to need to blow the shofar, would he have accepted the Shabbos? He wouldn't have accepted Shabbos. But he didn't know. So therefore, the Kabbalah is considered Kabbalah betos, and therefore he can blow. He doesn't have to do anything. He can now blow the shofar, no problem whatsoever, can move it to the tzibah. Yes. Oh, so one second, can I just finish off the question? The question is, based on this Taz of Kabbalah Betos, which is a widely quoted, an important Taz, he's saying that Kabbalah Betos and acceptance Betos. So why over here, this lady over here, surely this lady, who has lit Shabbos candles, and suddenly she says, oh no, I always forget something last minute, and she says that, oh, I forgot to light the Hanukkah candles, she Why is that not considered a Kabbalah Betos? Why do we just learn now, Mishneh Berurah teaching us, that she has to ask someone to light on her behalf? Kabbalah Betos, this was an acceptance by mistakes. She lit the Shabbos candle by mistakes. Let her light the Chanukah candles. What a beautiful question, Reb Shlomo Zalman, at its best. Isn't that a beautiful question? The question is beautiful. I haven't got a good answer. Yeah, but why is that? She knew about the candles. Very good. Very good. Very, very good. What, is that what you want to say as well? Straight, yeah? Is that what you agree? So, is that what, does anybody agree to that? Can you expand on that a bit?
Aha. They couldn't have dreamt
that he was going to come back.
Yeah, right. Maybe in two ways. Either it's in front of her so she should have seen it, or it's something that she knew about but etzem just she forgot about.
I think it's interesting. Hagabaz. I think that. Yeah. Well, how was your nusach? How did you want to put it?
I was going to put in the first case, it was because had they known he was going to come, they wouldn't have brought it.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's not a case of had she known it was Hanukkah, she wouldn't have bought it.
She's
Hanukkah. In the first case, they never knew it.
Right.
It may have happened.
Okay. This is all very interesting points. Shlomo Zalman doesn't go that way at all. But it's a very, I think your points are excellent points. I think it's really interesting. Yeah.
Maybe you would draw a distinction between a Helam and a Tov.
Yes, I hear. So that's not far from what you're saying. This is just a mistake, a forgetting for a minute. She just forgot for a minute that she got to say the order wrong, which is the Helam. For a minute she forgot. Or is it a genuine mistake? They couldn't have known that the fella was going to come back with the shofar. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Chochmah Veinu Melacha. So it's still awesome with Rabbanon. So therefore what? So what are you saying? So therefore, it's easy to be... It's just saying that... So are you suggesting that the reason why that you're allowed to blow the shofar in the Taz's case is because it's not a proper Melacha, it's just a... Uh-huh, I see. Well, that's interesting because that what you're saying is actually a very interesting point as well. Yeah, okay, whoever says this beautiful thought, it's very interesting, because that would have a lot of an implication in Halacha as well. Because Lamaisa, the Taz is quoted in contemporary poskim for other Kabbalah Betos, and according to you, what you are saying is that it wouldn't actually help for a Halacha problem. For what this Chabura Kadisha is saying is that there would be it wouldn't work for a Halacha Deraisa. Okay, interesting. Okay, I just wanted to share with you this question. I think the question itself, this Kashim Shlomo Zalman, is a beautiful question. Shlomo Zalman goes in a different direction altogether. He wants to mechale between a communal toast and an individual toast. He's more going that malach, but he's not sure about it himself. He's like, even with the tzorichin, he's not sure. I think it's the question that is the beauty of it. It's the question that is the answer is not so. So your phone is, I can't even speak about it. Yeah, okay. We're up to Simon Tofresh Pesif Aleph. Yeah, Simon Tofresh Pesif Aleph. Okay, Beleil Shabbos. Excuse me. The Simon is called Shaloi Le'aniach Haneiru Samoch LePesach Beleil Shabbos. The halacha that a person has to be careful not to keep the candles near the door, the Chanukah candles near the door on Shabbos. You have to better be careful. Says Shulchan Aruch, bottom of page 294. Beleil Shabbos on Shabbos night. Tzorich Liten Shum Davar Lochotz. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Friday night, the person has to be careful, shum davar lochoitz, to make a chatzitza, to make a separation, bein ha-neiros, between the candles, la Pesach and the door. You better make sure that there's something between the door and the candles. Why? Bishvil ha-ruach, because of the wind, shalo yechabe ha-neiros, kshepesach ha-teles. You better make sure that when you open the door, you don't have like a gust of wind coming in and blowing off the candles. You have to make sure. Mishneh Berurah have got now and explained that v'uadin b'choil tzorich lezor b'zeh. Truthfully, says the Mishneh Berurah, applies on weekday as well. Shaloi lahamid ha-neiros neged ha-mokem she-sholit sham ha-ruach. You better make sure that when you put the Chanukah candles, don't put them, even on weekdays, don't put them somewhere that as soon as you open the door, the candles go out. You have to make sure on weekdays as well that it doesn't happen. Elo de b'shabbat tzorich shmiri yaseir b'zeh. But on Shabbos, you have to be particularly careful. Because on Shabbos, never mind, there's a Chanukah aspect to it. There's also a Shabbos aspect to that. Pardon me? Yeah, yeah, but that's not the main point because exactly, Hadlaka is a mitzvah. So you may have not, we learned that if you put the, what do you think Rabbi say? If you put, we learned, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you put the cant in a place where there's strong wind, you may not be yotze the mitzvah. If you can't burn there naturally, you're going to, what about a place that this place over here, that it's actually, there's no strong wind, but if you open the door, which normally will happen, if you open and close the door, then like chances are that it's going to go out. Is that a problem? Are you fulfilling the mitzvah there or not? You are fulfilling. Why is that? Very good. Yeah. 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 No, this is in the house. Well, not necessarily. It's talking about the kind of is some sort of separation. It's not talking about a box. It's actually not talking about a box, but it's talking about some sort of separation, I suppose, from one direction, from the other direction, you can still see. Are you, or maybe it's see-through even, I don't think it was in those days, but maybe that's what, you know, you could...
You're blocking out the
rays. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The safe base. Safe base in Shulchan Aruch says, Be'erev Shabbos, also likboya neirois bedeles atzma. On Friday night, you may not connect the candles bedeles atzma, on the door itself. You may not connect the candles to the door. Achayra, that is behind the door. V'yesh mizmata shamamati. What does that mean? Mishnah Berurah explains. Bedeles atzma, shepsichosri v'neilosri mikarev Hashem elener, that it's kind of door, that by opening, I don't know exactly how it works, maybe you can help me out. It's a kind of door that when you open and close the door, Mishnah Berurah says, shepsichosri v'neilosri mikarev Hashem, by opening and closing the door, somehow it's connected to the oil. Can you think of a case? And by closing and opening the door, you're actually moving the candles and you're moving it a bit. Yeah. Ah, yeah, you're right. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Ah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, so it's actually connected to the door. And by opening and closing, you're actually going to be moving the flame. So he says over here, you're either transgressing the over on the Issa of Mechabe or either making a fire or the opposite. And that's a very, very important word over here. Although that may not be your intention. When you're opening and closing the door, you're not really interested in making the flame of the Hanukkah candle bigger or smaller. That's not really intention. That's not really intentional. It's not really what you want to do over here. You're only closing the door because you want to go out. You want to open the door because you want to... So why is it a problem? The answer is because it's inevitable. It's a psikesha. And a psikesha on the eye says also... So that's what he says. Afrika after any mechavan, although it's no intention, it's a psikesha. Just to remind ourselves what a psikesha. Psikesha is that although you may have no intention, you know, I don't have an intention, but if something is definitely going to happen, it's a psikesha, it's still also. So intention is not the answer to everything with regards to Hilcha Shabbos. Yes, you may not have that intention, but if ultimately this will happen, it's considered psikesha and it's also. Right, we know, what's the other case of psikesha? Can we think of any other cases of psikesha? I should have thought of a case maybe in advance. Yeah, that's a very controversial one. That's the Gemara's one, but it's a very controversial one. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, maybe. So that's called a psikesha. Anything which is directly connected is called if it's inevitable, it's called a psikesha. Okay, Siman Tov Resh Pei Aleph. Ein Mavdilim Bnei Chanukah B'Matzah Shabbos. How do you do it, Rabbi Yisrael? How do you do it? Do you first, on Matzah Shabbos, do you first light Hanukkah candle, or do you first Hanukkah candle, or first Havdalah? Havdalah first? Havdalah first? Why? Yeah, well, you may have driven home already. Yeah. Yeah, what's first? Hanukkah, Havdalah. Hanukkah, Havdalah, 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 Havdalah. Everybody's for Avdala? Hanukkah before Avdala? Yeah, maybe Hanukkah? Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph. B'motzei Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos, Ein Mavdilin B'nei Chanukah. First of all, he tells us in the Nishna Halacha that we don't use for Havdalah the Chanukah candles. Okay, don't try to get away with it. You can't use for Chanukah for Havdalah the Chanukah candles. She'en Nenin Le'oiro, you're not allowed to benefit from it. And you can't use it because you're not allowed to know from it. Ben mevorchin al aner ad she'oisel oiroi ad she'oisel. You're not allowed to make a bracha on the havdalah candles. You have to actually derive benefit from havdalah candles. So it's an absolute contradiction in terms. Havdalah candles, you need the halacha is ad she'oisel oiroi. You need to have benefit from havdalah candles. That's why where does this come from? Do you have this? Do you also look at the why do you check the why do we do that? Where does that come from? Why do we do that? That's right, because we need to get benefit from the candle. The truth is you don't actually need to get benefit. But it needs to be possible to get benefit from it, right? It needs to be possible. So we want to check. The benefit would be that if you can distinguish between the nail and the skin, that would be enough. Then it's enough that you're getting enough light from the Havdalah candle. If you'll be able to differentiate, then it means that you're not getting enough, then the fire is not strong enough. The flame is not strong enough. So we need to be able to actually get a benefit from the Havdalah candles. So that's the opposite of Chanukah candles, because Chanukah candles, the halacha is? That's right. You're not allowed to get a benefit from it. So it's an absolute, you can't use them for both. Either it's Chanukah candles or Havdalah candles, you can't use them for both. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's Sifkot Na'alef. If you have made this into Chanukah candle, if you have lit Chanukah candles, you can't use that for Havdalah. As Shulchan Aruch explains, what you can make a Chanukah candles and afterwards blow them out and afterwards, excuse me, you can use the Chanukah candles for Havdalah purpose, blow them out, and then light them again. That for Chanukah candles, that you can do. And then he says, this is ideal to do that. The kivan da ovid bo mitzvah chada lihabet bo mitzvah achita. Since you have used it for one mitzvah, you can use it for, it's good, it's nice to use it for another mitzvah again. So again, you're not allowed to use the, once it's burning for Chanukah candles, for Chanukah menorah, you can't use that for Havdalah. But you can light it as, you can use it as Havdalah, blow them out, and then afterwards relight it as Hadlok as Neres Chanukah, that you can do. And in fact, as Mishnah Berurah, that's ideal. Once you've used the candles for one mitzvah, you can now use them for another mitzvah. That's very nice. Okay. Save base. Madlikin ne Chanukah beis haKnesses. We light Chanukah candles in shul. Koydem Avdalah before Avdalah. This is talking about shul. And with regards to the house, the kolshken beveisoi, even more so in the house, she madlik, you first a madlik, ve'achikach mavdil, and then you do Avdalah. And then you do Havdalah. So first you light them and then you do Havdalah. Sharik vahivdil b'beis haKnesses. You've done the actual Havdalah. The halachic Havdalah. The halachic separation between weekday and Shabbos you've done already in shul. And therefore it's just, so therefore you, as soon as you get home, you, according to the Ramah, you should light Chanukah candles and then do Havdalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of cotton base, ve'av the mitzvah Havdalah tadir. Although you may claim that we know the concept of tadir, v'she'eino tadir, tadir koidim, the common mitzvahs come first. So you may say, which one is more common? Which one? Of course, Havdalah. You may say that you should do Havdalah first. Mikol mokum kol mashenuch alach alach alatzeis min haShabbos. Whatever you can postpone after Shabbos, odif tfei, it's better. To push off Havdalah is nice. Try to don't just rush home to Havdalah. Wait, give it a minute. So the more you can postpone it, it's better. V'gam beHavdalish besum anisa, and v'gam bePadlokish besum anisa. Also with regards to Hadlokah, this is a besum anisa. So therefore, you should do it. You should do it earlier. According to the Yeah, so according to the Ramah, you should first do the Hadlokas Neres Chanukah and then the Havdalah. There is, that in Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah brings Cholkim. I'm just skipping a line, and I'm going to last word of the line is Veda. You should know. The Tadva, the Tazva, it comes Achoinim, there's various Achoinim who disagree. Shoim de Meshitosoi, some disagree with the Mechaba, and the Ramah, some disagree and say, Tov, Shein, Tov, 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 and no, you should have Dollar first. There's been a Rishon with various opinions. Whatever the minig is in Shul, you should carry on doing like that. And in the house, David Kamar, Ovid, Bedovid Kamar, Ovid, in the house, just do what your minig is. There's no better way than the other. There's plenty of reason to claim that Havdalah comes first because of Todia, Vishenu Todi, Todi Koidem, and others claim that no. That you should rather do Hadlokas Neiras first because you have done the main Havdol already anyway in Shul. You have said that to Chon and Tony, you have done the main Havdol anyway, and therefore you should try to do the Pirsum Anes as early as possible and do the Hadlokas later. So whatever you do, you're doing the right thing. Just do what, you know, where you get least into trouble, whatever is more acceptable, that's what you should do. Yeah. Correct. It's true, but the mice, the same Halach will apply. You're right. You are right. But the mice is. Oh, so the truth is, what about the family? What do you think about the family, Rabbi Yosai? What about the family? The family may not have heard Havdalah. So what about them? Baruch Hamavdil, that's right. They probably have done Melochas by now, and they probably said Baruch Hamavdil anyway. So they're probably in the same Malachic level than you are. Yeah. Why are you saying that? Based on what? Why did you say that? Why you? Right. The truth is, there is a bit of truth in it, but really remember that it's Motzei Shabbos anyway as it is. It's just there's a halach of Yetziosoi. You have to mechaber as well by Yetziosoi. Yeah, but the Maaseh, it's as far as this is concerned, the Maaseh it's fine. Baruch Hamavdil will do as well. You don't have to wait for the actual real Havdalah. The Maaseh, yeah. Well, what about the half an hour? So this is an interesting discussion. The beginning wants to know, what about the half an hour? What about the half an hour that ideally should light within the half an hour? What do you think about that, Rabbi Yosai? What do you think about that? Good. So the answer is, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very good point. And in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have people who go so extreme that they are going to be, do Motzei Shabbos. They're going to daven Maariv or Motzei Shabbos. Leil Chanukah, they're going to daven Motzei Shabbos earlier because of that. There's plenty who hold it's from the Gons Beis Medrash, from the Vilna Gons Beis Medrash. You're gonna have people who are mekabel Shabbos, who they do Motzei Shabbos always at a certain time. They keep Rabbeinu Tam, or they keep the later Zmanim. But when it comes to Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, they do Motzei Shabbos early, precisely in order to chap around the half an hour still. However, let it on according to us who light inside. The Ramah paskened already that us lighting inside, there is no real. There is no real Zman anyway. So it's true, there is a Lechatchila of lighting in the right time, but that Lechatchila certainly won't allow us to be. Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah. There is a famous story that I heard from Bissol Gantz, who heard from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. So I heard this from Bissol Gantz, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. He heard it from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that he saw Rabbi David Baran, I think it was, Alt Yerushalayim Rav, Evomesh Chosh Verov. He said he remembers, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said he remembers how he used to jump, he wasn't eating in his 80s, and he used to jump out on Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, he used to jump out the window to be able to get a few minutes earlier home. He said, Motzei Shabbos, you know when everybody goes out of shul? He used to jump out of the window, 80-year-old man, he used to jump out the window on Motzei Shabbos Chanukah. I don't know how high the building was. He used to jump out in order to light another minute earlier. And that's, yeah. So, yeah, it's fine. Okay, we'll stop here.